Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Texas people say at least 220 people have been rescued from flooded homes and vehicles because of rising rivers near Houston. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo telling CNN no deaths or serious injuries have been reported. Senate Majority Leader from New York Chuck Schumer is announcing $400 million in funding to help boost security and safety measures at synagogues, mosques, and churches. The move comes on the heel of bomb threats at numerous synagogues in New York over the weekend. Senator Schumer speaking about the new law.
It allows you to put in cameras so you can detect who might do something to your synagogue. Fences, strong windows, and 2 years ago we modified it so you can actually hire personnel.
The move comes as anti-Israel protests continue at college campuses nationwide. Well over 2,000 people have been arrested in recent weeks as the protests have sometimes led to violent confrontations between agitators and police in riot gear. While President Biden has condemned the protests, he has received backlash from both sides of the aisle for his handling of the demonstrations as well. Pennsylvania Democratic Senator John Fetterman joined CBS and talks about the criticism President Biden has received.
It's perfectly normal if you don't agree with the president on this issue or many other issues. But it's very strange that when we have this incredible, important election right in front of us, about 6 months ago, and it's really two stark choices.
Gas prices have fallen over the past few weeks. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg, publisher of the Lundberg Survey, tells us how much.
We have the first gasoline price drop of the year as of now. It's a 2 cent decline to $3.75 per gallon for regular grade. This after 15 weeks of surging prices, which rose 59 cents from the start of the year.
This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
A Jewish organization is out with new numbers on anti-Semitic attacks here in the United States as a Jewish-owned bakery in Atlanta, Georgia, targeted multiple times and vandalized. USA's Laura Winters reports.
As pro-Palestinian protests rage on college campuses across the country, the ADL, Anti-Defamation League, reporting a 360% spike in anti-Semitic attacks since the October 7th Hamas terrorist attack in Israel. Now, the latest anti-Semitic attack in Atlanta, where a Jewish-owned bakery shop on the campus of Emory University targeted, the store vandalized, and the owner of Ali's Cookies, a woman named Nofar Shadlis, telling Fox News that a caller threatened to come and burn us. The shop also receiving an email stating, "Your store is going down unless you will stop supporting a country that murders, tortures, and commits a genocide." Police investigating.
A section of I-95 in Norwalk, Connecticut is fully reopened to traffic after a fiery crash closed the road last week. Workers demolishing an overpass that was damaged early Thursday when a car that was merging onto I-95 struck a gasoline tanker that was parked beneath it. Attention now turns to replacing the overpass, which officials say designs should be complete within the next few weeks. And no word of Kentucky Derby winner Mystic Dan will run in the Preakness Stakes, set for 2 weeks in Baltimore. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop. Now,
6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing? Hey, great to have you here. I'm Bill Martinez. Shauna Pearce is going to be joining us in just a moment. The Emmy-nominated stand-up comedian. Beloved for a combination of feisty wit and southern charm. Knows all too well that life is funny until it's not, doggone it, I got to tell you. But she also knows that it'll become funny again. And she's held on to that hope through tragedy and triumph. And we're going to talk about her new book, appropriately titled, Life is Funny Until It's Not, a comic story of love, loss, and lunacy. The Three Musketeers all rolled into one. Right, Shonda?
That's exactly right. You know, don't you wish life could just always be one and not the other? But it wouldn't be abundant life, would it?
No, it wouldn't, and plus you wouldn't know the difference if it was always the same, right?
Exactly, exactly.
That's what I've always maintained. You got to have peaks and valleys. You can't appreciate the peaks without the valleys, right?
Isn't that the truth? And we learn a lot in the valley. I learned a lot the hard way, and I learned a few lessons the right way.
Right. Well, exactly. I mean, that's the journey of life. And, of course, here you are. You know, this book, I mean, this isn't your first book. You've written several books. You've charmed people, you know, with your dementia. I mean, God has blessed you in so many ways, Shonda.
Yes,
I mean,
absolutely.
You know, as a comedian, I mean, to be able to look at life in your own unique sort of way, that probably when you were a kid growing up going, what's wrong with me? Why am I seeing this? Until you started sharing with people and they started laughing and you go, okay, well, maybe I have a place at the table here, right?
That's exactly right. And, you know, it's interesting when you look through the lives and the personal lives of a lot of your favorite comedians. A lot of us came from difficult places. We walked through dark roads, and maybe that's why we're more prone to search out or look for the funny stuff. I'm very blessed that my sense of humor, I remember a shrink telling me one time, have you ever thanked God that he gave you a job where you could just vomit that stuff over everybody? And I'm like, yeah, I paid for a house and a farm and everything, just, you know, walking through my dysfunction. But
right.
So grateful
which
somebody.
Yeah, which must have blown his mind, because here he is. He's going, I got a degree on the wall. Here I am, so highly educated. And she's vomiting on people and getting paid gazillions of dollars. What's wrong with this picture, right?
That's right. That means there must be a God that loves me.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. And which isn't to say that he didn't love the, you know, the psychiatrist, but still, you know, it's just comedic to think about that, because when people, you know, make those kind of statements like that, I mean, you know, fortunately, you know, you knew yourself well enough that you didn't have to get that on you, right?
Yeah, you know, the interesting thing is I have a brother who became a pastor, and I know he had to have gotten so aggravated that I was making way more money putting the funny twist on our life than the, you know, very spiritual twist. And at the same time, both can be great medicine. You know,
exactly.
A spiritual leader, you know, is a must-have in my life, and yet finding the funny, you know, I have to do it or I will go insane. And at the same time, there were times when my humor was real deflecting, and that's not healthy for anybody. But when you start using humor, I think the way that it was created, and that is to just bring joy in people's lives, there is a benefit to it. And I think, you know, Bible says laughter doeth good like medicine. I think it was medicine for me first, and then I could dish it out to others. Yeah.
Well, tell your story. Why was it medicine for you first?
You know, I think, you know, I always think it's very providential and very interesting that I found a job at a theme park when I was very young impersonating Minnie Pearl. She was a wonderful Southern, you know, comic from the Grand Ole Opry. And in order to get
I can hear your voice. I can hear your voice. I mean, you're exactly, that makes it, as soon as you said that, I go, of course.
Of course you would. Yeah, and I remember getting that job at a time when life wasn't very funny. I had lost both my sisters, one in a car accident, and one had leukemia. And my very, very religious parents divorced, which was very confusing after keeping a set of rules and regulations for so long in your life, and then your dad walks out of that. It was strange for me.
How old were you?
I was 18. Yeah.
18, and this happens. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so in that process, you know, I fell in love with comedy. But life still is life. You know, almost all my family is deceased now. I lost my husband about 10 years ago. Mm. And when you make a living as a comedian and yet tragedy keeps finding you, as sometimes life does, You either find a way to use your comedy in some kind of ministry way, or survival, or just survival. I watch some of my peers and comic friends. Sometimes you'll find a comedian whose flavor is very angry and very loud and boisterous and maybe very dirty. All those things. I think I want to throw my arms around them and going, I know life has really hurt you, but there's going to be a time when you will soften and can just be funny again, and don't have to use the humor to hide all your pain. And yet I've done that too. You know, I've always worked clean because I did grow up a preacher's kid.
Yes.
And it wasn't, at first it wasn't some spiritual statement. I just didn't know any of those words. And then later when you get older and you start establishing boundaries for your life, then I decided, clean is the way I want to go. But comedy is a great gift to the world. I'm so tickled that I've gotten to do this for 32 years.
Wow. And who would have thought, right?
Yeah.
Who would have thought that you'd make so much money just being you, right?
Yeah, me too. You know, I think I probably could have done a little bit better if I'd gone the dirty route.
No.
But I've done pretty well for myself. I've done pretty well. You know, you get aggravated when the art that you love is perverted in a way, and yet they, you know, those kind of guys get the, you know, get all the glory. And at the same time, in my genre and what I do, I've been pretty stinking, you know, lucky and blessed.
Yeah.
Very blessed. Yeah.
Amen. You've honored God. He's honored you.
Absolutely.
You know, and the thing is, I've seen time and time again, when the comedians go dirty, is they panic. You can see it. You can see it on their face.
Oh, yeah.
It's like they feel like they're losing the audience. So all of a sudden they start, you know, using words, you know, they think, why? You know, what? But the deal is, it's so bad, is the audience stupidly responds to it. They laugh. And so the you know, because I guess they see the guy dive bombing and they're just laughing to try to encourage him. And so what does he do? You know, I'll never forget a concert that I went to. We got about 30 seconds. I'll just tell you the story.
Yeah.
I'm in California, and George Carlin, and I love George Carlin's command of the language, but he had all these words that he had to bring in, and his finale, his denouement that he came to was, you know, it was going to be, you know, F this, F that, F this, F this, F that, and F you, he says to the audience, and the audience gives him a standing ovation. I go, you've got to be kidding me. It's unbelievable. Unreal. Anyway, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up on the other side. More from Shonda Pierce after this. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
I'm Phil Hotzenfeller, the pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. I have a new book out with Charisma Publishing. The title, It's Midnight in America. You know the church is asleep and slumbering in the night. We're on the doorstep of the return of Christ. Every day we see more and more signs of His return. But are you ready? My new book, It's Midnight in America, will answer the most pressing questions about biblical prophecy, the last days. The book will help you connect biblical prophecies with current events, diminish fear, find hope, and develop an unshakable faith for the days ahead. The book is available on Amazon. Get your copy today.
With you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Shonda Pierce is with us, stand-up comedian, beloved for her combination of feisty wit and southern charm, as you already can tell, knows all too well that life is funny until it's not. Shonda, you know, First of all, I want to get your spin on life. I just appreciate your balance. You have a very healthy balance and approach to life, with all your successes. And certainly, as you say, your story of, love, loss and lunacy, you gotta embrace the lunacy. There's some comedians, that would say that, you need us crazies around, to kind of break down some of the barriers, right? It's
maybe,
all good.
I may have been born just to keep my parents humble.
Each blaming the other. She's your daughter, right?
Yeah. That's exactly right. You know, I do find, I don't know about you, Bill, but sometimes when I do go hear some comics and they have this really angry style, like they're just mad at the world. And part of me, that's a genre all in itself. That's a skill. And I think in the anger, you find yourself chuckling at them because, the nervous laugh. But I want to throw my arms around them and go, are you okay? are you just so mad at life that, are you functioning when you're off the stage as much as you are on the stage? And I think that's a big issue, I think, for a lot of people that are in performing arts. You want that feeling of euphoria of a crowd laughing, and you want to feel that all the time. And so you go try to mimic that. You're either an obnoxious friend or you're on some drug trying to keep that high going. And bottom line is I found purpose in my comedy, and I just found that laughter really was the medicine that I think God intended it for it to be. Stuff in between. Yeah.
It has to be a challenge. I mean, when you're on the stage, to know the difference, there's Shonda Pierce who's entertaining and on stage, and there's Shonda, the friend, the person who is going through life. Let's talk about some important lessons that you learned the hard way that you write about.
Right. The evangelical community is notorious for shoving everything under the rug. And we have this terrible habit of, come to know Jesus and your life will be perfect. Well, I kind of blew that whole theory right out of the water because I love Jesus. What is that joke? I love Jesus, but I cuss a little. I love Jesus, but I drink a little. All those funny T-shirts.
Right.
I love Jesus,
right.
But life is still stinks a little.
Right.
My life has not been easy. But a healthy spirit and a healthy relationship in life has helped a lot. And it did take, it's not like Hillary Clinton, it takes a village, but it did take a whole handful of people to put my life back together. Grief alone will beat you up. And I've grieved in every way possible. I've been sexually assaulted. I've been abused as a child. I have, walk the battle of widowhood and all of those things. If I kept using humor as a deflection, it would have not been medicine for me. So I had to use the humor as a healing agent, instead of deflecting and being painful. I am blessed to have had wonderful counselors, great meds. The proper meds.
The legal ones.
And I always go, I am here today because of Jesus Christ and 150 milligrams of Effector. I needed both. I just needed both. Go ahead.
Well, no, I was just going to say, because your experience, right now, human trafficking, such a huge issue.
Oh.
I got to imagine, because of your experience, for me, this has just been something that I've been passionate about for decades. I've seen this, that our country has become a consumers for human trafficking. We're shocked. Many of us are shocked to see it. But the fact of the matter is that it lives amongst us because we keep paying for it, right?
Yes. The things that we want are not necessarily healthy and good. If I live my life based on how I feel, even as you know, even in my deprivation, you can't live your life based on how you feel. I think that's what we're in this whole cancel culture and the whole identity culture is. It's all based on your feelings. And
exactly.
We've sold a bill of goods that says right. you deserve, you know, and because you're an American citizen, you deserve to feel, you know, good. Well, life right. isn't always about feeling, and we're not always going to feel good. I woke up some days and feel like I identify as a size C supermodel. But for some reason, these britches are still a size 10. And, you know, I can't sue the manufacturer to put numbers right. in there that would make me feel good about myself. I have to right. accept who I am and then right. get help for the perversion or get help, you know, to accept myself. It
exactly.
is, but we're in a culture that you got to feel good, you got to feel good. And even in the deprivation of who we are, as humanity, I look at human trafficking and it's horrible and it's disgusting. And you think, where are these people? Why do these people do? How can a human being sell another person or buy another person
exactly.
or sell sex or buy sex?
Right.
Where does that come from? But in all reality, I'm as capable of doing horrible things as anybody.
Right.
If I didn't have a moral compass or a sense of my spiritual life, I don't know. I'd be an alcoholic. You know, I'd be doing stupid stuff. And so I think the bottom line is, you know, it sounds old fashioned. It sounds like my grandma. Bottom line is the world needs Jesus. That's it.
Yeah. Amen. And the thing is, according to Barna, is like you said, this sex trafficking, human trafficking, is so pervasive. It's in the pews of our church, Shonda.
Oh, it is.
And that's what's so disgusting about it. Go ahead.
Yes, I had a father who I don't remember a church he ever pastored that he didn't have a girlfriend. And the hypocrisy of that, the miracle of my life is that I love the church like I do. But from what I can understand, and what I learned, and the greatest thing to ever help let my father off the hook is to understand he is not divine. The people in the pews, the people in the pulpit, none of them are divine, not even the Pope, you know.
Yeah.
And so we have to remember that in humanity, you're going to have people that mess up. Now, you wish they'd all be perfect because they're representing a perfect God. But until heaven, we're not all going to be perfect.
Amen.
We're going to mess up, you know.
Well, this is why you have to pray. Yes, why you got to pray for them, because the level of responsibility and accountability is much higher than, you know, people sitting in the pew. We've got about a minute and a half left. Let's talk about how to bring humor into tough conversations. How do you do that?
You know, I think if I was to get up and you know, and do my job and make jokes or right after the day my husband died, I might be on drugs or you might really need to call a shrink because I'm in great denial. You know, so time does help. And so, you know, lighten up on yourself, give yourself some time, but then go look for the funny and enjoy life again.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be right then and there, I guess is what you're saying, right?
Right. Give yourself some time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Timing's everything. Also, the other thing to realize, the cancel culture is probably, such a disease of self-indulgence, isn't it?
When
you think about it.
Right. Absolutely. How narcissistic that we can determine who's allowed to say what and when, you know, is crazy.
Well, she's the Emmy-nominated stand-up comedian, beloved for a combination of feisty wit and southern charm, and you just heard her. Shonda Pierce has been our guest. Shonda, God bless you a ton, all right?
Bill, it's been a pleasure. I'm a big fan, so thank you very much.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
USA News Update. More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East, where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony the demonstrators removed on Saturday. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's time for DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. They have made him now the official hall monitor there at the local universities, and coming alongside all the police. See if we can get the kids to behave here. Remember why they went to school.
Well, I think it's going to take more than a hall monitor to get these brats under control, Bill.
Yeah.
A lot more than that. Maybe like a assistant dean for discipline or something like that.
Well, you think it's possible? I mean, they're so delusional. I mean, they don't even know what river to the sea means. And I'm saying we've got the modern day version here in America. It's from the Atlantic to the Pacific. Because yeah. Lest these kids forget, DeRoy, or maybe not even know, is that it's Israel first, right? And then after Israel, guess who they're coming after?
Well, that's right. I mean, but people need to remember that Hamas is not just the enemy of Israel. Hamas is the enemy of Western civilization. And what these people ultimately want is the destruction of Israel, the extermination of the Jews, followed by the extermination of the Christians, and they are interested in Sharia law and imposing sort of a 7th century, you know, back to the future, back to the 700 AD type of approach to modern life. So these yeah. people have, we have nothing in common with them. No American should have any sympathy for Hamas. This is an anti-Semitic, Jew-hating, Jew-killing terrorist organization. And the fact that there's now a Hamas wing of the American Democrat Party just goes to show how deeply into the ground the Democrat Party has sunk.
Well, and the thing is, you've got, you know, Christopher Wray, FBI director, saying, hey, the red flags are up because the threats are so imminent. And, you know, Border Patrol agents are reporting that Hamas agents are in agency. I think there's like 20 camps of Hamas inside of the United States. Do you think they're there to, you know, help the Girl Scouts along or something? What do you think?
I think they're here to develop commercial real estate opportunities. I think that's why they're here. Hamas' commercial real estate plan. No,
yes.
Look, at best these people are going to come over here and grumble and moan and complain when they see the American flag, when they see our Jewish friends and the Star of David. I would think of, at a minimum, they're probably involved in these demonstrations. I heard news reports last week that the pro-Hamas demonstrators here have been in touch with Hamas in Gaza and have been exchanging ideas, perhaps money, resources, who knows what. Of course, the worst case scenario is these guys come over here and decide, hey, let's do an American version of October 7th and actually go and attack synagogues, attack yeshivas, attack Jewish neighborhoods, maybe even go beyond Jewish neighborhoods into more Christian neighborhoods, if you will, and shed some blood in the United States of America. I think if they thought they could get away with it, they would. And you don't need necessarily even a September 11th type conspiracy with the 19 Hamas terrorists. You need one guy with a gun to go into a shopping center or a restaurant or an elementary school and just open fire. And, you know, take out, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, 15, 20 Americans. And if it's a big group of people, it's going to be in the dozens, scores, or hundreds. And this is deadly serious stuff. Joe Biden doesn't care about it. And now, to my astonishment, the latest development is that, as if this were not bad enough for these people coming across the border, he now wants to welcome refugees from Gaza.
Exactly.
Get them all on planes and bring them over here. My God. Where did
Egypt
come up?
Egypt doesn't want them. Jordan doesn't want them. Their neighbors don't want them. And so Joe Biden goes, hey, buenvenidos, or whatever it is. You know, obviously, I'm going
like
south of the border.
Or something.
Exactly. It's like, please. I mean, what do you think? What do you think you're doing? And, of course, then, you know, Congress also, the other thing that's going on is the Federal Aviation Administration has opened up a loophole that allows these migrants, you know, these unverifiable, you know, migrants who are coming to the country, and they just put them on a plane. They put them on planes. They're flying them into the interior of America. I mean, forget about what's going across the border. I mean, you know, that's not enough. Biden says, no, let's fly them in.
Yeah, you know, we idiot Americans actually show up and show our ID cards and, you know, take our shoes off and everything else. We try to get on planes. You know, we're still expected to show ID and get by, I think by this time, I think it's May 1st of next year. I think it's exactly a year. We have to have real ID with, more technological, I don't know what word I want to use here, things to make it more technologically viable, if you will, to make cheating and fraud of ID more difficult. That's what we're expected to do. Meanwhile, the illegal aliens who come in aren't vetted. We don't know who they are. We don't know where they're coming from. We don't know where they're going. They get a special lane to bypass all of that and get on planes and go wherever they want. Unbelievable.
Exactly.
What is that?
Yeah.
I mean, did we learn nothing from people hijacking planes and smacking into buildings? I guess we learned nothing from that. So now we're going to get people who we have no idea who they are and make it easier for them to get on airplanes. I mean, my God, what is wrong with these people? These people are bonkers.
And the thing is we're idiots to think that we can trust the government. I mean, they can't even handle, here it is. We've got a Social Security card. We've got a driver's license. And they've corrupted those to such a degree. So now their answer is, we would have stopped 9/11 if everybody had a real ID. No, if you'd actually followed up on the investigations and the information you had, you know, it's kind of like you when you're talking about security, DeRoy, I mean, these people know that, especially Israel does some of the best jobs. If you've ever gone to Tel Aviv, they've got concentric circles that
they
wrap around before you even get to the airport.
Yes, exactly.
Right. And America, like, we can't figure that out. This is unbelievable.
I remember I was in Israel in the year 2013. I've only been once. I had a wonderful trip there, thanks to the America-Israel Friendship League. I went on a fact-finding trip with Guy Benson and a number of other journalists and so on. It was a very good time. And on the way out, as I flew out of there, I went to Egypt, actually, to go visit Cairo and see the pyramids. And I remember counting, as I recall, I think it was 9 or 10 different times I was stopped. Before you get to the airport, right as you get to the airport, before you get in line to be checked for security, when you get checked for security, after you get checked for security, and before you get on the plane, and just before you get onto the jet itself. I think I counted 9 different times I had to show my passport, visa, RFID, et cetera, over and over and over and over again. And yet we've got it down to now zero checks for people who broke into our country, violated the law. The first thing they did when we got here was break the law to come in, and yet we're going to have them just breeze onto planes and do who knows what. And, you know, even if they can't get into cockpits, they can slash the throats of stewardesses. They can attack other passengers, just create total pandemonium, do who knows what they might do. Yeah. It is just suicidal, the policy that Joe Biden is following. I mean, we just can't get this guy and his evil, corrupt, destructive comrades out of power quickly enough. I wish the election were next Tuesday, not 6 months from now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, at every turn, you know, we're talking national security. Look what's going on with the economy. I mean, inflation now, 18.9%. This guy's jumping up and down and celebrating. I mean, what is he doing? Did he turn the diagram upside down, and instead of seeing the arrow going up, he's seeing it going down? I don't understand it. He's so delusional, and the pain that he's causing to everyday Americans. And I mean, Democrats in the back rooms, you know, their knees have got to be knocking, because they got to go, man, you know, we did a lot of cheating in 2020. I don't know if we can, you know, hit the levels that we're going to need to hit in order to get this guy across the finish line. What do you think?
They're going to have to steal a lot more than they did in 2020. And right now, it's, again, we're 6 months away from the election, so who knows where things will be in 6 months. But at the moment, we see inflation ticking back up. We are seeing GDP going down. The latest GDP report came out, I don't think it was last Friday, and it said that we're growing at about 1.6%, which is very, very
just
slow.
Awful.
The manufacturing figure came out this week. That's below 50. I think it's 49.2. Anything below 50 means manufacturing is contracting. I think it went up last month, but now it's back down again. So I think it's gone down 18 of the last 19 months. And interest rates are still sky high. We now have the housing market frozen because people who've got, 3 and 4% mortgages don't want to sell their houses and go move into houses and get the mortgages at, you know, 6, 7, 8%. I believe the cost for the average mortgage, these numbers are approximate. I think they were around 12 or I think about 1,800 when Biden came to office. I think they're in about 3,600. So that's gone up almost exactly 100%, which means housing is more unaffordable than ever. Median price for a home, I think, is at a record high. So people are being shut out of the American dream, shut out of home ownership. The inventory available has gone way down. That may be at a record
high. Exactly.
So these are all miserable things. And yet Joe Biden says, the best economy ever, never been better. Best experience in American history, which is a total, either he's a total liar or he's living in a complete fantasy land. One or the other, either one is encouraging.
Got to go to break. More from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Roy Murdoch continues with us, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, the way I look at it, Judge Mershon, Fannie Willis, Alvin Bragg, even Jack Smith, I mean, just go down the line. They are, I think Trump ought to give them honorary campaign manager titles. I mean, they are doing so much to promote Donald Trump. And I mean, this just has to drive them crazy because Trump's numbers continue to skyrocket. And they are the poster children of all the corruption, the biased lawfare that is taking place. Everything that speaks against a democratic republic and our Constitution, these are the poster kids for it.
They are. And, you know, I've said on this on your program before, and I've said to our listeners before, why do the Democrats just run against Donald J. Trump? Just say, look, you know, here are his ideas. They're not good ideas. Here are ideas. They're great ideas. Please vote for us. They can't do that. They have no interest in doing this because they have nothing to sell other than, you know, we love abortion. We like to kill kids.
And we want to tax the holy hell out of you.
We want to raise taxes on everybody. And Trump and Hitler, that's all they've got. And I guess they can't win with that. So the next option is, well, let's throw him in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but before this whole thing is done, he may find himself behind bars in the most completely third world backward, you know, military dictatorship type political situation, totally alien to America, America's political culture.
See, what some people are overlooking a little bit here, Harvey Weinstein, what happened? Right?
He was just, they just reversed his conviction.
There's some relevance here because, and they reversed his conviction because of the same thing that Mershon is doing in New York. You know, bringing all these people. I mean, it's like, wait a minute, where's your case?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no crime here, but no, let's just impugn his, you know, his character and bring all these he said, she said, you know, people in, and then you've got a judge, you know, gag ordering Trump, you know, hitting him with a $10,000 penalty. Although he was nice enough to say, okay, I'm going to relent and let you go to, you know, Barron's graduation. So maybe Trump looks at it as that it cost him 10 grand so he could go to his son's graduation.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Did he give permission to go to the graduation after?
Uh huh. Yeah.
Supposedly. Oh, he did. Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I guess he's not such a bad guy after all.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, there might be a promise. We're going to make him a campaign manager for Trump.
There you go.
He's contributed so much to the numbers here, you know.
You got it. But no, it's incredible. You know, I keep hearing in this so-called hush money case, you know, the case opened and said, oh, there's this big, you know, this scheme where there's this catch and kill thing where the David Pecker, the guy who owns the National Enquirer, would buy the rights to stories and then not publish them. Oh, this is awful. Well, it turns out he's done this for a whole bunch of people. He's done this for Trump for years. He's done this with a lot of other celebrities. And other,
Tiger Woods. Everybody, yeah. When they heard Tiger Woods' name, everybody's ears came up. You know,
yeah,
but there's a long list of celebrities. I mean,
yeah,
come on.
And Tiger Woods is not running for president, so this is not, you know, there's no scheme, electoral scheme there, number one. Number two, it's not against the law to pay somebody not to run a story. It may be weird or uncomfortable, or maybe it's a little tacky. It's not against the law. And then, oh, well, they paid Stormy Daniels some money not to talk to the press. Well, guess what? It's not illegal to pay money to people not to talk to media. Now, if we said we're going to pay you money, don't talk to the police, don't talk to the prosecutors, okay, that's called obstruction of justice. That's against the law. It's not against the law to tell anybody, here's some money, don't talk to Roy Murdoch, don't talk to Bill Martinez, don't talk to the Washington Post. That's not against the law. She signed a non-disclosure agreement. That's not against the law. People sign non-disclosure agreements all the time. I've signed three for them myself. This happens in New York City in particular with all of our financial deals and transactions. People sign NDAs every day of the week. There's nothing unusual about that. So I keep talking about all this stuff, and I keep saying, okay, well, you know, it may be weird. Maybe you don't like it, but it's not against the law. Where's the crime? Yeah. Where's the law that's being violated? And they've not been able to point to anybody in this case of anything that's illegal. I'm waiting for them to say, here's the law, and Donald J. Trump violated it. They've not been able to do that yet.
Right.
So at some point, I think even with a liberal jury full of, you know, Manhattan voters, these are my neighbors who tend to be, you know, 85-90% Democrat. I think even some of these people, unless they're totally corrupt, are going to say, you know what, there's no crime here. I don't like Trump. I'm not going to vote for him. But, you know, he didn't break the law, so we got to let him go. And I've been on four Manhattan juries, and I must say the jurors with whom I've served have taken it very seriously, and their thought is we need to be very, very cautious and serious about our civic duty here, and we need to respect the jury system because we may need it ourselves someday. So we need to be good to us, and it'll be good to us. So I would not be surprised if even a bunch of 12 people who didn't vote for Trump said, look, we don't like the guy, we're not going to vote for him, but we're not going to lock him up because he did nothing wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and this is the thing that's faring out. And I think that the longer this goes on, DeRoy, the more exposed the left has become. I mean, Mershon, you hear about Mershon and, you know, his daughter, their complications, his bias, you know, Alvin Bragg, how many times he went to the White House, Fonnie Willis, how many times she's gone. I mean, this, and you have Joe Biden, who has the audacity, hands off, saying, I knew nothing. I'm not involved. I didn't know anything about it. Well, wait a minute. These people have gone to the White House, you know, not just one time to do a little tour. I mean, they've been there like dozens of times meeting with your administration to orchestrate whether we're talking the documents case, whether we're talking, you know, Stormy Daniels in New York or Georgia or whatever. You guys are up to your elbows. And this is what's happening. I don't know how they can stop the exposure because it's all out there right now. And like you said, even the people who may be most conflicted because they've been told all these years that, you know, somebody that makes you energy independent, that gets you a job, that secures your safety and believes in law and order and has secured your safety at a local and an international level, who didn't take us to war, that guy is a terrible guy. I mean, he is the worst thing that could ever happen to our country. Compared to a guy who's got us so mired in Middle East conflict, who is so concerned and more concerned about his family and the money that he can get paid under the table and all these, you know, these other corrupt practices that Biden's involved in, you know, and we're now paying, I think, California's what, over $5 a gallon now? On the road, they're saying, DeRoy, warn your parents, by the way, we might have to send them some gas cards. It's going to be up to $7 a gallon here pretty soon, they're saying.
It might be. And, you know, that's just not just California. Gas prices have been inching up all across the country. And as you say, you mentioned Judge Marchand being conflicted. I've got a piece that's on Newsmax and on Daily Signal, and Washington Times also ran it, where it talked about a Trump trial judge, Marchand, belongs in conflicted jurist hall of shame. This guy's so conflicted in so many different ways. You know, as you say, his daughter runs an organization called Authentic Campaigns. They've made $18 million at least since Trump was indicted by Alvin Bragg. You go on their website, you can see at least three different examples of where their candidates have been running and also raising money using Trump's name. You know, Donald Trump mm-hmm. is Carrie Lake is friends with that evil, terrible Donald J. Trump. You've got another ad for the Immigrant Justice Fund saying extreme MAGA Republican Trump sidekick Carrie Lake just launched a run for the U.S. Senate, et cetera, et cetera. So his daughter is making money by imputing Donald J. Trump's name with her candidates and clients' communications. Then you've got Merchant himself, who is a Democrat donor. He gave money to Biden. He gave money to an outfit called Stop Republicans, something called the Progressive Turnout Fund. Progressive Turnout Project is what it's called. He gave money to those, not a lot of money, but he's given money to them. And I can tell you, if it were a pro-Trump judge who gave $15 to Trump,
oh my goodness, yes,
the Conservative Turnout Project and a group called Stop Democrats, you know, MSNBC and CNN would be screaming from the top of their lungs. And of course, he was also handpicked by the chief administrative judge. He was not picked by a random process. So there are all these conflicts, and I think that this is the kind of thing if Trump does in fact get convicted in this case, this will go straight to appeals, and I think the appeals judges will say that Merchant should have recused himself from the outset. I mean, it's a violation of the law for him, New York state law, for him to be on a case in which he has a blood relative within 6 degrees who has an interest in this case. This is a 1 degree of separation, not 6 degrees of separation, with his daughter being involved in all of this. So this, you know, that's the whole problem with the conflicted jurists. And as you say, the Democrats are telling us that if Trump gets in, there was just on MSNBC saying, oh, it'll be the end of the free press. I think one of the anchors on MSNBC said, well, if Trump's elected, I might not even be here this time next year. Really? Trump was president for 4 years. I don't remember him throwing journalists in jail. I don't remember buying any journalists as Obama and Biden did when they had the FBI go after the Associated Press. They tapped the phone of James Rosen, at that time worked for Fox News Channel. They tapped the phone of his parents in Staten Island. Maybe even to a fault, Trump made himself available to the media. I mean, if you were a journalist and you want to talk to Trump, he was there to answer your questions almost around the clock. Remember during COVID, he gave a press conference every day. A couple of days, he gave more than one press conference, 2 or 3 press conferences a day. So if this guy really is going to lock up the press if he gets elected, he behaved exactly the opposite way when he was president of the United States. So they're just inventing all this nonsense about, you know, Orange Hitler, which is just total utter fabrication. Because again, they have nothing to run on other than a weak economy, an outbreak in crime. Wars exploding around the world, Middle East on fire, and now our campus is looking like we're living back in 1916 during the Vietnam War.
Exactly.
So they have nothing to sell. So they're going to, you know, invent the idea that Trump is the head of the Fourth Reich or something like this, which is just utter garbage.
Yeah, and he's going to deprive you of your reproductive rights. You know, he's captured your ovaries.
Yes, precisely.
It's just
trolling fallopian tubes.
It is crazy. I know. That's a T-shirt. I'm telling you. Without a doubt. He's the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor. Contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
Okay, Bill. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
You got it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The final phase.